moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Hey guys, we're back.
Hello.
It's another episode of the Gosscast. Hopefully this doesn't sound too bad because we couldn't make it into studios this week. This has been a mental week, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually haven't been on since the Gossies, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God.
It's been a wild time.
It's been a wild, wild time. So yeah, I hope you guys were all watching the Gossies stuff on social media. It was the most amazing night ever. Like, it's the best we've ever done, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just crazy. Like, every year, even when we do the event, I'm always worried, like, what time people are going to arrive, who's going to turn up, what's going to happen, and just everything fit into place this year. Like, I remember the red carpet, the pink carpet was for 7 p.m. and I remember looking out the door at like 5:10 past 7 and there was already a queue of people coming in. Like, it was just crazy, wasn't
it? It's so funny though, because like the things that people don't see, like last minute things might go wrong and you literally like fix something right as someone is walking in the door. You're like, hey, how are you?
Like, literally the hour leading up to the start, do you remember Lucy Kennedy and Colm Hayes were in our changing room getting ready with us? And then you guys literally had to put me into my dress. Like, it was like wedding day. But it was such a good night. And then we had our after party in Crystal. So the awards were in the Mansion House. But just to give a bit of background to what the awards are, because sometimes I think people don't fully know what the awards are about. But we have 19.
Get known.
We have 19 awards. So it's like, it's probably as big, if not bigger, than the IFTAs, is it? Category-wise.
Yeah, like longer.
Like, it must be. Because like some other award shows only have like 6 or 7 categories. So we have a lot. And I think people always focus on the idea that it's like an influencer awards, but it's actually not really. Like, there's only two categories now that have influencers in it, and that's social media star and influencer of the year.
I mean, obviously there's influencers in most stylish lady and stuff like that,
but initially when we set it up, it was just about celebrities awarding people in the industry. But like, you know, pretty quickly influencers became celebrities, and that's why we decided to include them. It was a really nice mix of kind of everyone this year, and I was so delighted that Rosie Connolly won Influencer of the Year.
Yeah, so deserved.
Because after what she did for Temple Street, like, it was just amazing. And our host Brian Dowling, like, he went down to her and like talked to her all about it, how it all happened. So it was really nice to kind of get the story rehashed again on the night. Also delighted for Dahi O'Shea, who won Best Presenter. He brought it on to the Today Show on the following Monday. And also, of course, Dancing with Stars won Best TV Show, and they brought it on to the show again. I love seeing the awards.
I loved Dahi. I think like the next day he posted a photo with the award at his feet, and it was like him with his socks on. He was like, you know, you've had a good night when you wake up and the socks are still on.
The socks are still on. He had a really good night.
Oh, he had a great night.
It was funny kind of looking around the room at different points, like different celebrities were chatting to each other, and everyone went to the after party in Crystal, which I was shook by. Like, we were there till like 5 in the morning.
I think it was after 5.
Oh my God.
Because the morning of the awards, I woke up at 4 a.m. and like, anyone that knows me will know, in the run-up to the awards, I literally barely slept.
I know.
And I woke up at 4 a.m. that morning, and then I didn't get to bed until
7,
like,
probably
maybe 6 a.m. the following morning. God. So I was up for over 24 hours. Like, how?
No one knows. Because the thing, every year, right, the awards cause controversy. There is always people bitching about it. There's always people questioning it. But I feel like if people understood or realized how much work went into it, they would just back off.
You don't even know.
Like, so many things went wrong last minute. When I think of the 24 hours leading up, I always say I wish we could do a documentary on the Gossies, because
even like
so
the
much stuff happened.
72 hours leading up, like that week
was intense. There was so many things, and then obviously during the day we had the gifting suite as well, so it's like going all the time. And look, at the end of the day, the awards are about rewarding people who are in this industry, and like, there's a lot of people, like influencers for example, that don't really get recognized for things like this, or they didn't used to. Now you can see a trend of, like, you know, a lot of influencers are being nominated for awards. It's brilliant. But that's what it was all about, so you know, no need for hate. You know, no need for red carpet hate. Everyone looked fab, I thought, on the night.
Gorge.
And yeah, I think people get really stressed about what to wear and like how to look. It is stressful. So I think people care when people slam how they look. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it was a fairy tale theme, just to note, that was on all the invitations.
And it was on the invite.
It was on the invite. So of course I played up to the fairy tale theme and I loved my dress by Eamon McGill. Like, when am I going to get to wear a dress like that again? Do you know what I mean? Like, not even my wedding would be too much.
Like, was,
and I remember Stephen Byrne got up actually at one point and he was like, oh, I just want to say thanks to Ali for inviting all of us to her dance.
So like, true.
Yeah, that's what it was. But yeah, then after that, went over to LA for the Oscars. So it's just been a mental couple of weeks. That was really good. Went to the Oscar Wilde party with JJ Abrams. It was a brilliant night. And then I got back and then I was like really sick. I like quarantined myself because I thought I had the mumps. My doctor thought I had the mumps. I didn't. So I feel like I'm kind of only back to life this week. But what we're talking about today is the royal visit. Hashtag royal visit Ireland. Myself and Kendra went and joined the kind of, it's called the pool, which is
the
basically
press pool,
the press pool.
Yeah.
So it's a select amount of press that are allocated to go with the royals on their visit. So we opted to go for one day and kind of follow them around for the day.
Yeah. And the media center was based in DIT.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fairly full on. Like, you have to go in airport security style. Bags,
yeah, let's go
checked.
From the start so we can break down what it was like. So basically we arrived, we didn't know where it was going to be or how it was going to be. But when we got there, literally there was security. It was like a special forces, I felt. They were like FBI agents.
Yeah.
And you had to walk through literally like
airport security,
and you had to put your stuff in a box. They had to go through a little thing. You had to walk through. Kendra, your zipper went off in your boots.
Yeah, he was like, let me just check your boots.
Like,
so
oh,
I was like,
there?
I swear I'm not a criminal.
And also they were getting everybody to power on their laptops, power on their cameras.
Yeah.
They're obviously making sure they were real devices.
Yeah.
So basically, and every time we even wanted to go out to the bathroom, we had to hand our passes back and we had to go through security again.
Yeah.
Every single time. But the setup was really good.
So good.
Like, they had loads of tables and chairs. They had teas and coffees.
Sandwiches.
They had sandwiches. Basically, there was 4 events on at the day, maybe 5. And every time there was an event on, a bus would pull up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all be brought out in the bus. Again, we were like escorted by these like executive Gardaí. Like, I don't even know what their exact names would be.
Yeah.
But they all had earpieces in and stuff like that. They
felt very official.
It was very official. Mm-hmm. They were actually really sound. I was chatting to a few of them over a snack bar later on. but they would bring us, and it was cool when we went to the first one. So we went to the Garden of Remembrance first. And like, all the road was closed off, all these fans were outside waiting. And it was weird to have like an official guy being like, come this way. Like, we were like a part of it. It was weird.
Yeah.
Like,
we were like, really?
We were like, oh. And then we walked in, and like, with any event, like whether it's a press thing, a red carpet, like, you never know where you're going to end up, how close you're going to get to the celebrity, like all that kind of stuff. So with Kate and Wills, I had low expectations. Like, I was like, we're probably going to be thrown off somewhere, we'll be like facing them from really far direction.
Yeah.
But we ended up right beside them,
literally in their
times.
Pockets. Like,
like, they walked up. Also, all of our videos are on the Goss Instagram feed if you want to check them out, and on our Twitter.
We freezed our arses off for these videos, so go give them a watch.
Like, at the Garden of Remembrance, like, me and Kendra on the way back, our hands had turned into claws. Like, we couldn't move our fingers at all. But yeah, so we were there, we didn't have to wait too long, and then there was like a big marching band, and then, or what would you call that band? So they didn't march, but you know,
like,
that kind of band,
Garda band, I don't know.
And then there was loads of like soldiers doing really cool things. Like, there was a guy right now, like, this is not,
it's so hard to explain what it sounded
the
like.
General who was like ordering them to do all these cool moves with their guns was like, roof, like, bark.
No, like, he barked,
and when he did,
he
that
like,
they did a cool move. No, it was way more bark than that, though.
I was like, what?
That's more normal.
He and when he like, first did it, I was like, what?
He actually,
that?
Like, put a wolf in it, though.
That was
but
it,
like,
just there.
I kept laughing, but then when Kate and William came in, they were really used to it, because when he did that noise, if you want to do it again, when he did that, they, like, did, so like, funny. A pose. They, like, stopped. They knew, like, something was about to happen.
Yeah.
So it must be normal.
We were
the
there,
army.
Like, lolling.
We were
the
trying
corner.
Not to die.
Like,
But anyway, yeah, so they eventually came in, loads of cheers. So loads of people were happy for them to be there. Yeah. They walked right past us, like, isn't Kate just like stunning. A goddess? Now, because we saw Meghan and Harry last time. We weren't as close, but we did see them. And I remember thinking, oh my God, Meghan looks like a Disney princess. But there's something about Kate, like,
just so, like, I don't know.
She's so naturally just beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, there's stunning and there's gorgeous. She's beautiful. There's just something about her, the way she walks, the way she smiles. And I loved the hairband. I'm a hairband fan.
Gorge.
So we can go through the outfit. We estimated, remember, oh my God, this is before the second outfit. We didn't even add that in. Yeah. She spent 25 grand on what she wore. So
let's break it down.
That's in euros. First of all, the coat. Yeah.
So the coat was a Catherine Walker coat, which is about
four grand
alone.
And she's a big fan of her anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she wore an Alessandra Rich, was it a dress or a top and a skirt?
It was a top and a skirt.
Yeah.
It was like a polo neck top and then a skirt. And it was kind of floral with like loads of...
Yeah, it was all green.
Yeah.
That was about like 1700 euro or something like that.
Okay.
Ain't cheap.
And then the shoes were Emmy London.
Yeah.
And they were about 500 euro. Mm-hmm. And then I actually loved the green clutch. That was LK Bennett. That was really cute.
Yeah, I think that was only about 200 and something. Yeah. And then, yeah, she wore a Zara headband, which is a nice touch. It was only about 12 euro, I think, when we looked it up.
Like, and so into those.
But what brought up the price of the outfit was her earrings. They were about 19 grand.
19 casual. Yeah, I thought it was nice that she mixed. She's actually kind of known, isn't she, though, for mixing high street with designer.
Yeah.
But I feel like, because we were talking about this, when Meghan and Harry visited, her outfit came to like 23 grand or something. It turned out it was like 1,000 euro an hour or something when you broke down the length
she
of their visit.
She changed a lot more
and
than
she
Kate.
Changed. And she didn't have the earrings though. So I suppose if you took away Kate's earrings, the actual outfit wasn't that expensive.
Mm.
And it's really hard to know, like, what gets gifted? What do they buy? What does the Queen buy?
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to know. Will they ever tell us? I'd say they must buy a lot of it themselves, but like surely people send them things.
Well, it's interesting because today we're recording this on what day is it? Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
And it's the second day of their tour and Kate chose to wear a coat.
Yeah.
It's a Reese coat. Yeah, it's like a white. Cream Reese coat. And she actually first wore it back in 2007. So she's had this coat for years.
And it's white. Like, she deserves a medal for that. How is it still so clean?
It's nice to see her, like, re-wearing stuff.
I have to say, it really makes me want to find a fitted coat after seeing her in the Emerald one. I loved the buttons on it as well. Also, speaking of buttons, we were at the Garden of Remembrance. There was, like, a staff member from the royal family from Kensington. And she had a button. And it was, like, a W with a crown on it. Like, a W
so
for
cute.
Windsor. Nearly died. We were joking, like, imagine, we're like, where'd you get that, hon?
Where'd you get it?
She's like, it was bestowed upon me by the Queen.
Bestowed.
But yeah, so they came in, walked past us, very smiley, very chatty. William is very dapper.
Very dapper,
I thought the same with Harry when he was here. I was like, oh, hello. Because they're not, like, real lookers to look. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, they're gorgeous. But there's definitely, like, a power attraction. Like, you know, he's the future king of England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would, like...
Oh my God, don't say that. We're part of the official press.
He's married. But I'm saying, like, if he wasn't, you could see why there's an attraction to Prince William.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Definitely. Like, all the years in his school years, when you think about it, like, I'd say, oh my God, I'd say women threw themselves.
Oh, 100%.
Like, threw themselves at him. So then they walked up and the whole point of them being there was to lay a wreath.
Yeah.
And take a moment of silence for all of the Irish fallen heroes.
Yeah.
So that was nice. They did take a long silence, like they really did. And you could have heard a penny drop.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised how quiet it was.
Yeah, very quiet. And like, one thing I really noticed was when we were standing there waiting for them to arrive, you could see all like the snipers setting up
on the roofs
of all the buildings around.
Yeah.
And it was just like crazy to see that. Like, imagine.
Kendra spotted like a sniper kind of backing over a roof. I was like, where is he
and
going?
And it was like up a massive building, like a few flights up.
So
and he
scary.
Was literally on the edge of the building, like setting up his little sniper. And I was just like, imagine being that important.
I know.
That like people literally get on roofs.
Because how much were they saying it was going to cost to cover their security on the strip?
A million.
Like, they welded all of those.
Gutters,
or
not gutters, drains.
The drains shut. Like, they must have a big threat. like compared to Harry and Meghan, because
he is literally going to be the king. Yeah.
But I feel like they were quite easygoing. Now, one thing I noticed, and we talked about this yesterday, they didn't acknowledge the press whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't go to the airport. So the first thing they did is they landed and they flew commercially. They flew Aer Lingus, which was a surprise because Harry and Meghan flew private when they came here.
They got a PJ,
But they flew commercially, which I thought was probably a bit of a, you know, slap in the face to Harry. You're probably like, look at us, we flew commercial, lads. But I know that's the first time the journalists get to see them because they all stand on the runway. They're able to take all the footage and stuff there. But so I don't know, I must ask some of those journalists what happened. But I did find it a bit weird that we were kind of close to them all day and they didn't once even like look us in the eye.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really, did they?
Not even a little nod.
Not a nod. Yeah. Because when we saw them later, we'll go into the next part, the Guinness thing. Like, we were literally in William's pocket. We could have put our leg in the Jeep. Yeah. We were that close. And he, like, stood out upon us. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was facing us. And he wasn't like, hello. So I don't know, is it that they don't like the press? Or are they just so sick of the press?
Yeah, if anything, at that moment, they could have been like, he literally like, do a little wave. Yeah.
Now, they did come back out and take photos and pose for us.
But it was like,
but it was very inhuman. Like, there was no contact. Yeah. There was no, like, oh, how are things?
Yeah.
Which was weird, but maybe that's
the norm. Maybe I don't know.
I found it weird. I was saying to Kendra, we were on our way. I kept wondering, like, what British journalists are going to be there, because you know that famous kind of video now when Harry was in Africa and Rhiannon.
He's like, Rhiannon, why are you acting like this?
Rhiannon, don't do this. So I was like, is Rhiannon here?
Don't. No, he said, Rhiannon, don't behave like this.
Don't behave like this. So they obviously talked to some press.
Yeah.
But then I saw like one of the options, because some things were on around the same time, so we couldn't do everything yesterday, but one of the options was to go to Aras the Nuketron, which looked amazing. And I don't know if you saw, but some journalists got to go into their tea party. They had like a literal tea party. And I saw a video and it's really, really quiet and you can hear all the cameras flashing or whatever. And at one point they all just kind of turn and smile at the journalists and the cameras and they take the photo. Like, you're literally having tea with them.
Yeah,
at that point, would you not be like, hello?
To be like, oh, like, I literally see you all the time.
But
because
it's weird.
There's royal reporters where it's literally their job to follow them everywhere.
Yeah. But this is the thing. So I'm like, is it like not the correct etiquette for that topic? Because like, you're not allowed, like, I don't know if you know this, but even Michael D. Higgins, you're not allowed to speak to him unless he speaks to you.
Yeah.
And I remember being at an event a couple of years ago after he got elected and a journalist was kind of like, Michael, just like asked a question.
Mickey!
Like, no, not really like, knowing. And we were all like, oh. And afterwards, they were like, you literally cannot address the president unless he addresses you. So it must be the same with the royals. You can't be like, go on, William, like, everything's a shame. Yeah. Go on, Kate. Imagine, like, one of the journalists was telling us that last time they kind of shouted something at Harry about football and Harry like laughed about it and was like chatting away, but now he's like not allowed to go into some of the events.
Oh God.
So it's very strict.
Yeah.
But it was mad to see how it all works. Like, this is, I was saying this on my Instagram stories after we did the royal tour, like, this is why I got so annoyed when Harry gave out and Meghan were giving out about the press, because like, if you counted the hours we were in the cold yesterday.
Oh God, like we were
that's just one
freezing.
Day. Like, these people go to Canada, they go to New Zealand, they go every
follow them
time
all
there's
over
a
the world.
Royal tour. Yeah, they're sent on it, they're away from their families, like their editor is sending them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, they just want to get good content. You don't have to be rude. And I think 90% of them aren't writing trashy stories about them.
Yeah, it's positive. And it's like, even because everything they do, like that they have planned on their schedule for the tour, it's all about, you know, they're visiting mental health charities and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're promoting it.
And the journalists that are going are shining a light on those mental health charities or whatever, because Prince William and Kate Middleton are there.
And this is the thing, this is kind of like the bigger topic, I suppose, overall, is just like, what do journalists have a right to write about? And the thing about the royal family that's complicated is that they're being funded by the British public. So you would argue that actually their entire life is up for questioning. Because if you're, for example, right, if there was a story about, like, look at the Prince Andrew stuff, right?
Mm.
Him being linked to Jeff Epstein and all that, what happened there, like, that's a public interest because he has a public role, he's an official representative not only of the royal family but of Britain, so like, it's fair to question, is he being a part of any illegal activities, you know what I mean, like things like that. And I think with the royals, it's fair to know, like, you know, one of the things Meghan and Harry gave out about was that there was false reporting around the building of their apartment or their house. But at the same time, the British public were paying for that house. So, like, you have to kind of argue that, was it right for journalists to question, were they telling people not to park there? What were they building with the money? Were they building a yoga studio? Like, Meghan and Harry gave out about those reports. But I think it's fair that those questions were asked when, again, the taxpayer was paying for the house. So, I don't know. Obviously, William as well has had a lot of problems with the press recently. Because, you know, they both released a statement when the story came out before, around Christmas time. Oh, yeah, sorry, it was when Harry and Meghan stepped down. A story came out that Harry felt bullied by William, and then they released a statement. Do you remember that? Maybe you weren't on
kind
that day.
Of,
they actually released a statement together.
Oh, yeah, being like, no, that's
and to
not
use
true.
The word bully, that they were like disgusted because they both represent mental health charities and stuff like that. So I don't know. It was really hard to know, was it etiquette or did they just could not be arsed to talk to everybody?
I don't know. Yeah. So we've never been on something like that, so we wouldn't know whether that's just the norm.
I don't know. But look, either way, it was so cool to be around them and to see how it all works. And then, so yeah, the Garden of Remembrance thing happened. Kate looked gorged. I was really taken aback by how gorgeous she was. And then we went back to the press centre. So everyone goes back. We edited the videos. We wrote some content. So we were all a part of this pool, as they call it. So we were being sent photos by the head journalist. So like, by the head photographer. So a photographer called Julian Behal always comes with them.
Yeah.
And takes all their photos. So we were uploading those. So like, then we got our, what did we get? Chicken curry was
we got a little chicken curry. They treated us so well so in there. Well. Like they really did. You had teas, coffees, there was snacks.
The DFA,
there was food.
The Department of Foreign Affairs.
Yeah.
They were really good to us, actually, I have to say. And I was saying to Kendra yesterday, like, we've been at things where, you know, you're kind of shoved in a corner, you're not really given food, or people snap at you. And of any of the things to go to, I would have actually accepted that behavior yesterday because it was the Duchess and you.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've both been to things where you haven't exactly been treated like
that well.
The best.
Yeah.
You know?
So I was
like, I've definitely gone to press rooms where, like, they haven't even given you a chair. Like,
not even a chair. Or, like, a drop of hot water. Like.
Yeah, it's nice to get an old chicken curry, like.
Yeah, I won't even name the event, but I remember you told me you went to a red carpet event.
I had to
and
actually
afterwards
ask
they were literally
chair.
Taking the chairs and tables away, like they were folding
like,
it up.
Excuse me,
you're
I'm
still
about
writing your story.
To edit videos that I just took on your red carpet.
Oh, that was so gauze. But then so they did so much. They went to the government buildings as well with Leo Varadkar and Matt as well. And the thing is, you have to choose what you want to do because they travel like lightning. They're so fast. They've got the Garda escort, but the press are being ferried around in these huge buses, like every time the bus parked as well.
Oh my God, it was massive.
They had to park in the most random spot behind DIT, and every time it took about 15 minutes.
It's like such a huge ordeal. You're like, I felt so bad for the bus driver.
So
he was like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'm never doing this again.
No, it wasn't good. Like, it wasn't good. But yeah, so you have to kind of pick and choose. So then we came back, did our stuff, and then the next thing was the Guinness Storehouse. And funnily enough, like a lot of people I overheard in the press centre were actually complaining that they were going to the Guinness Storehouse because they were saying that, you know, it's a royal visit and they're here for charities, blah blah blah, or like the Garden of Remembrance is such an important thing, and then they're like going to a commercial entity like Guinness. But in saying that, like everyone,
like when you think of Ireland, you think of Guinness.
Yeah.
So like it makes sense.
And the thing is, it's not that they were there to visit the Guinness Storehouse, but that's kind of how it was portrayed.
Yeah.
It's that the British ambassador to Ireland
had a reception. Yeah.
A reception there. But yeah, Kate changed into her second dress.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it by again?
Vampire's Wife.
Vampire's Wife. Loved that dress.
Yeah.
You could see it when she arrived. It was really like shimmery and like all the photographers, the light, the flash lighting on her. Like, it just really stood out, I thought.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But loads of people were saying it was a really edgy choice for her, that she's never worn that designer. Even the
name. I mean, I didn't really think it was that edgy. Like, it was lovely now, but it was, like, still, like, past her knee, like...
Still past her knee, yeah. But the actual shape of it, it's like she'd a corset belt into it or something. Did you have a look at it? It's really hard, like, across her chest and everything. It's, like, rock hard underneath. But I don't know, was that a corset?
I didn't think it looked like that at all.
Oh, my God, no, definitely did. If you zoom into these photos, I saw that we actually knew these ones of her walking, like, so they're from the side.
Yeah.
And the wind is, like, going in and her entire body's, like, it's a rock. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, like, that Madonna style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
no, I know
what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the dress Or was that a bodice she had underneath?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was the only thing I thought personally about the dress. That was a bit strange. But the dark colour was nice. I love that she kept the green. Some people were like, I saw a meme going around of Meryl Streep from Devil Wears Prada being like, all green on your Dublin trip. How original or whatever. But like, actually liked it.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And she, I don't know, I liked that they put so much effort into the Ireland trip that they would wear, she would wear
all green. You could never win. Like, if she hadn't worn green, people would have been like, what a disgrace. She should have worn green.
Although when we were at the Guinness Storehouse, we were shocked that the lighting they decided to go with on the outside of the building was red.
I was like,
the one option you turn green. Like, seriously.
Very for the world choice. Trip. Yeah.
But yeah, so they got out of their Range Rover, literally upon us. They were right in front of us. And then they actually stopped and took photos in front of the Guinness Storehouse gate, which I thought was actually really nice, because that's like a real touristy thing to do. Yeah. People always do that. And they kind of made sure they got that shot. They did the photos with the other people that they met.
You notice actually though, they did go to walk in and then they were told to go back.
Is that what happened? Yeah. I wasn't sure what happened in that moment, because they did go and then they were like, all right, okay, we'll get a photo here.
It's kind of awkward. I was like,
that's where I probably understand the argument of, okay, they're promoting a commercial entity, because like they stood in front of the Guinness gates.
Yeah.
But like
that is a massive endorsement. Yeah,
massive. And then just explain the importance of being in the press pool as well, because people might be like, oh sure, you could have stood anywhere and got videos and photos. All these streets were completely closed off.
Yeah.
So we were like the only people allowed to even witness their arrival, basically. And
did we ever figure out, because everywhere they went, it happened at the Garden Remembrance and the Guinness Storehouse, a helicopter was above the entire time.
I think it was a Garda helicopter. Yeah. Just when they would arrive, it was there.
I wonder why.
They were obviously just like scoping to see if there was other aircrafts.
Yeah,
I would say, because they were hardly going to...
Or like a drones team will like
hop
something
out of the...
I know, I was just like, who's in that?
It's mad, because I don't think we'll ever know what extent of like snipers and stuff were even on that street. Yeah. We were joking, because there was a few of us waiting for them to arrive. And there was like a black kind of... thing, oh, what would you call it, like a bridge over us. And I was like joking, like imagine someone was just above us in all black, like just stand, like, you know, like stuck
there.
So I'd say the stuff that goes on to protect them is insane. And then there was a few celebrities in attendance. Now, we didn't see any of them, so they either were brought in a different entrance or they were told to be there like 2 hours before.
Yeah, I'd say something they just came like earlier.
But who was there? We had Ryan Tuberty was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob Sheehan.
Yeah.
Your fave. Liam Cunningham from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Sinead Burke. She's always at these parties. She was at Meghan and Harry's one as well. She's definitely like a favourite of the royals now.
She got a really nice photo with Kate, actually.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
And then the Irish female rugby team, is that right? Or the captain?
Yeah, I think the captain, yeah. She, I think, like, randomly poured them the pint.
Okay, and then Aviny Shulavan was there as well. Ryan Turbury's ex-girlfriend, but also she's... a doctor of science, I'm pretty sure. She's a scientist and she's had her own shows in RT. She was there too. So yeah, they did a good little
roundup. Deirdre O'Kane as well.
Deirdre O'Kane.
Yeah.
They did a good little roundup. But we were talking to some of the journalists that went to Harry and Meghan's garden party last year, because that looked unreal.
Yeah.
And people were basically saying that way more people were like involved last year, that the press tour with this visit was a bit different and was a bit stricter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like there's way more of a threat over Prince William.
Yeah, well, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, like, he is.
Because it was just done, everyone was kind of saying yesterday it had been done a bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, it was cool to even see them arrive. And I saw one guard. She was, like, there the whole time. I presumed she was working. Then on my way back, she was like, thanks, lads, to the guards. Remember, she just came to see you. They see them arrive. So it's mad, the interest in them, isn't it? Like, just the level. Who were you more excited to see? Was it Kate?
Yeah,
same. Isn't that terrible?
I think so.
We're like, her style.
It was more, you're interested in what she's wearing and stuff. Like, you'd never be like, oh, what suit is William wearing? Like, you'd
poor
never
William,
care.
He's like, I spent 10 grand on this suit. And everyone...
He could roll up in bloody Jack and Jones and people wouldn't care.
Like, notice. But, like, he could be wearing a £1 million bespoke Hugo Boss suit. And
yeah,
we
don't
know.
Like,
no one ever writes about it or comments on it. But speaking of all thing royals, Meghan and Harry's final royal engagement is next week, and it's with Kate and Wills, and I'm shook.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to make an effort to smile and all that stuff when they don't care anymore?
I don't know.
What's the actual engagement?
It's some, like, Commonwealth thing. Hold on, let me check.
Oh, yeah, and the Queen is going to be
there. Yeah, like, it's all the royal family are going to be there. But it's weird though, because that engagement, I think it's on like the 9th of March or something.
Yeah.
But then like they officially end being senior working members of the royal family on the 31st of March. So like there's still a good bit of time there.
I wonder, did they just say the end of March we'll agree to that or something?
Yeah, maybe.
But I'm so shook. Like, it's bizarre that they've left Archie in Canada as they come back. And there's been loads of stories that the Queen is, like, really disappointed.
She's sad, yeah.
That Archie's not coming back. To be a fly on the wall.
The entire royal family, so this will be their final engagement. The entire royal family will attend the Commonwealth service at Westminster Abbey on March 9th.
I'm shook. Interesting. Like, I don't know what to make of this whole situation. Like, so much has happened since they've stepped down. Something we've talked about this, because this was all around the time the gossies. So yeah. This all happened. So much has happened since they stepped down. But, like, I get the feeling that Meghan and Harry presumed, like, they'll get to keep their titles, their proper titles, keep Sussex Royal, and keep all of the security, no probs. And it seems like there's been a few difficulties. Like, the fact that Canada have refused to pay for their security is really interesting, given that she is really good friends with the Prime Minister and his wife, remember? So I was wondering, did she think going to there would be grand? Like, they'll take them in, no worries.
Yeah.
So what it means, basically, is they still are going to get protection, obviously. But what it means is that the British public have to pay, like, an extra 10 million on top of what they already have to pay for.
It's so, definitely 10 million.
Yeah, because it's 10 million for the UK alone, and then it's another 10 million. It's coming up to 20 million in total to protect them. So I don't know. Like, the Queen also keeps saying in her statements that this is a review, a 12-month review. Yeah. She hasn't said this is 100% agreed upon. So I don't know.
I think she's expecting them to change their minds.
Yeah, because there was a big story on Sunday that she popped to Harry's cottage, even though it's like the size of a hospital.
Was it not in,
like,
Windsor Castle or something?
I thought she went to his cottage on the grounds.
I don't think so.
Oh, right. She popped somewhere and then had afternoon tea. And she.
I'd say he popped to her.
Popped to her. But remember there was a story saying that she rang him in Frogmore Cottage to be like, are you coming for Christmas dinner? Like, apparently
he
she's
was like,
been
no.
really put out, as in she's had to contact him. And apparently her royal aides have been, like, shocked by his behaviour, because the Queen is having to contact him constantly. He's literally disappeared from the family.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what all the reports are saying, that she's disappointed. There was a report today that William and Kate have feel that they're being disrespectful to the Queen.
Yeah.
It's like they've forgotten that, all, as well as being his Nana, like, it's also the Queen of England, like the monarch, do you know? But yeah, anyway, apparently they met over the weekend and she was like, look, you're welcome back at any time.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see, like, I don't think they realise who they're dealing with, without sounding like conspiracy-ish, but like, she's the Queen of England. Do you know what I mean? How much are they going to get away with in these next 12 months? How much money are they going to be able to earn? Because, like, at the start, there was all these stories, like, she's going to get a Disney movie as a voiceover. Now there's reports being like, Disney are snubbing her. Like,
I don't know. Like, it's hard, because there's so many ways to argue it. Like, I do understand why. I do understand the appeal in wanting to go and live in North America, because they are so loved there, and it's a different type of reception to what they get in the UK.
But they are loved in the UK. That's where Harry was born.
I know, but it's a different kind of thing, just especially with Meghan, I think. Like, do you remember?
Yeah, it was harder for her in
here. I remember, like, thinking this back at the time, but remember she went to the US Open.
Yeah.
With
Serena Williams.
Yes.
To see her. Yeah.
And I remember she came out and everyone was like cheering for her so much, being like, Meghan, like screaming her name. And I remember like looking at her reaction and being like, she was definitely like, oh, this is where I want to be.
But that happened in the UK too. Remember we watched.
But it was different though.
I don't think it was at the start. Remember we watched the thing about your one Alison from ITV. She was like, Meg. Like,
yeah,
that
no,
day.
Like, obviously that was, but with the tabloids though.
The tabloids, yeah, but I mean actual receptions at things, people have been screaming.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
of
being
course.
There. Like, yeah, no, I know what you mean about the tabloids, but I think the tabloids, like when I was in actually LA, it was interesting to look at all the magazines, because every single front page was like, Meghan's gone, because it had just happened.
Yeah.
All of them were just as bad, if not worse, than the UK ones. So I read them. People magazine, Inside, what's the one?
In style.
In style. There was a couple and they were all very similar. In Touch Weekly. They were very similar. So it's the exact same there. And that's why people were really questioning, why the hell are they looking at LA? Canada, I can understand more. I don't think they've gotten anything there. There's not really a tabloid culture even in Canada. There's very little publications in Canada. And I know that because I know someone who runs a publication in Canada. But LA makes no sense to me. Wanting to buy a mansion in Malibu. Why? Mm. If your reason is to become a private citizen and not to be famous anymore, that's one point. But now we're hearing like she's trying to get a role in a Marvel movie. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but it does make sense.
Not that she's trying to get into movies, though.
It does.
But that doesn't make her a private citizen.
No, I know, but like I'm so not surprised by...
No, I'm not surprised either. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I just think the way they have described... If you go on to Royal Sussex, their official website, the way they're harping on that about we want to be private, no more media intrusion, no more photographers, we no longer will
they
be engaging.
They want to like get rid of the public interest into them, but they are celebrities.
Exactly. That's my problem with it. If that's your issue, build all these foundations, raise your son in private, but instead they're like working on a Netflix series. Prince Harry just recorded a song with John Bon Jovi. Do you know what I mean? Like, how is that?
That was for charity though.
But still going into the public eye.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like what they're doing is wrong. I'm just saying the rules that they have put on their website about having no public interest isn't adding up, because as well, people are saying, and Ellen basically admitted herself that Meghan is doing an interview on Ellen. Like, if you were going to become a private citizen and you don't want public interest, why would you go on the biggest talk show in the country?
Yeah.
This talks of Oprah as well. Now, unless she's only going to do like one round of interviews and explain the decision.
Yeah, but like probably not.
I would love an Oprah one.
Yeah.
Like Oprah would get, there'd be a single tear down.
Yeah, I don't think she should do Ellen.
Ellen's weird.
Ellen would just make it like a jokey hilarious thing. Like, and like, I don't want that. I want serious like tea spill.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Ellen would be like, what was it like in Kensington Palace?
And she'd be like, oh, I had tea.
Yeah. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. Be interesting to see her next move is. There was rumors all this week that she was going to the Met Gala, which me and you were drooling over. I was like, oh my God, what is she going to wear? Would have been the most like standout moment in Met Gala history. I genuinely believe that. But now we're hearing today that she's not going and that the rumors are false, that she's not attending in any capacity.
Yeah.
I'm sickened.
Sickened, but like there's still time.
Yeah,
I still think like she might still go.
Really?
Like they aren't officially out of the royal family until April 1st. A lot could change.
Imagine, you know how funny that is, right? Because the 31st is like the last day. Like April Fool's Day is the next day. Imagine they were like,
oh my
April
God.
Fool's, we didn't leave the royal family.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I hope they do
it
that.
It was all like one extravagant April Fool's joke.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine? So but yeah. Yeah, maybe they're denying the rumours now because they're still a part of the royal family. So
yeah,
like,
and, but then know. Like once she'd be like, yeah, I'm deaf.
We were talking about her in the office. What do we think she would wear if she went to the Met Gala? I'm thinking a huge slit, like just something so, you know, out
like
there.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Because I remember when Princess Diana was starting to get annoyed with Charles and the whole Camilla situation. I don't know if you watched.
Oh, yeah, she wore that revenge dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she started wearing off the shoulder, kind of like revealing. Everyone was like, oh my God. So I just, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm feeling a bit sorry for Archie, I have to say, in all of this. Because I'm just like, is he going to get to know his cousins? His cousins, like, think of George. Like, he's going to be, isn't George the one that's going to be the king?
Well, yeah, he's the next in line.
Like, he won't even know.
After William.
He won't even know his cousin, really.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only basing that on what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose, like, he doesn't know anything right now. He's not even two. Is he? Is he two?
Oh, God, no. He's only a few months old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
He was born in May.
Yeah.
You're like, is he five?
Like, whoa.
I just feel like they're thinking they're protecting him by not putting him in the family, but they're also not giving him the option to be royal.
Yeah.
Like, you, in one sense, Harry has a chip on his shoulder because he was brought up in a world he didn't choose. But I feel like Archie's going to have a chip on his shoulder for not being allowed to avail of such a life, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, how much money would they need to make a year to upkeep their lifestyle? I think it's
a lot, huge. But they can make that.
But this is the thing, right?
They can make that and more.
Let's say Meg, this is what I think is going to happen, right? I think if Meghan becomes a huge mega Hollywood star, which she could with mm-hmm. all this, I think the royal family will dispute paying for their protection costs, because they're going to be like, well, now you're a celebrity, so like you need to pay for your own, like as in,
yeah,
so many
you're your own celebrity,
yeah, like so many celebrities have their own bodyguards. You know, obviously Harry is always going to be a bit of a target because of his military background as well. So I don't know, will they come to some agreement where like they'll pay towards their protection? Yeah. But Meghan, I feel, can't really avail of royal protection when she was part of the royal family for about a year. Officially.
Yeah. And a half.
She married into them.
You have to wonder what way it's done, because, you know, the way there would have been... I'm trying to think of an example. The Duchess of York, example, Fergie.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say she has protection.
Oh, yeah,
and Prince Andrew. And she's divorced from Andrew.
Because her daughters are also the grandchildren of the Queen.
So...
she needed protection. The scandal that went on with that story. Oh, my God. She was caught by the News of the World trying to sell off meet and greets with the family. Did you ever see those videos?
No.
That was like the biggest scandal at the time. Oh my God, the drama.
But like the amount of scandal that's like surrounded Meghan, to argue that she
does require
it. So I don't know.
I would love to be a fly in the wall in Kensington Palace, just one day, or Buckingham Palace. Like, what's going to happen when they all see each other again? Because Meghan flew out for the huge talks that they had. She dialed in from Canada, remember? So she hasn't seen any of them since they told them we're leaving the family. She hasn't seen Kate, she hasn't seen William, she hasn't seen the Queen. So like, she's awkward. About to fly on in.
She's probably flown in by now, yeah. Because they're doing that Endeavour Awards thing this week.
How awkward.
So
what way would you... She definitely would have to curtsy to William and Kate. She'd be like, hi.
Well, does she have to now?
Yeah, even more so. It's when you're a title below them, even in...
But, did she always have to? Yeah. Well, then...
But apparently, if Meghan and Kate ever saw each other alone, they don't have to do anything to each other because they're actually of equal stance. They're not now, though, because Meghan is no longer a royal family. Well, she is this month, but after this month, she's not a member of the royal family. But when she was still a member, they don't have to do anything to each other. But if they bumped into each other and William was with Kate, she would have to.
Mm. But how come they're both still the Duke and Duchess of Sussex?
Because that's a title that they're given by the Queen. It's not actually... like, that's a separate thing. So they are, like... Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, but then on top of that, she like bestowed this title. It's like being a countess or a count or a lady.
But how come she, like, even when they got married, like, how come she was still Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton is still Kate Middleton?
That's what I'm saying. Well, actually, technically, Kate Middleton isn't Kate Middleton anymore. That's why we keep giving good. People
were
giving
her just actual last name.
Catherine. Oh, Windsor.
No, Windsor.
Mountbatten Windsor.
Yeah.
But Kate Middleton, the day she got married, became the Duchess of Cambridge. That actually is her title. And because like she's basically going to be the Queen, it's a bit different. Meghan Markle became the Duchess of Sussex. But like, I think the point is you can be like a countess, a duchess, a lady, and not be a royal family member. So the Queen had decided to give them the title.
Yeah.
But she can also take it off them if she wants. That's the thing. She could take it off them. The thing that confuses me more than the Duchess and Duke thing, because that's a given title. Fair enough, you don't want to take it back. I don't understand how they're still going to be called Her Royal Highness and His Royal... like Harry, I
don't think people have to say it to them. It's just officially on paper they are.
And then the fact that they're not allowed to use the word royal, I'd say they were sick, and like they've trademarked the name, set up a foundation, set up the website, and then they're like, hey,
I wonder what they're gonna use.
I just think the Queen and the royals probably feel a bit betrayed, because you know the way when the website went up explaining the transition, apparently like royal aides were like, no one had any idea they'd set up the website, like nobody knew at all that it was happening, like as in, remember they said the Queen had been told 2 days before they were thinking of stepping back, but then out of nowhere they published the whole site, like the Queen hadn't even been told. Yeah. So they kind of sneakily went about a few things, so maybe that's why they're making life difficult. They're like, you can't have it both ways, you know? Either way, like, I'm still obsessed with Meghan Markle. Like, I'm dying to see what she does. I just hate the constant slagging of the media. It just annoys me so much. They've lost their first case against the press. Can you remember what that case was?
Ooh, I can't remember exactly, because there were so many different ones.
Because they still have the impending case about the letter that was published by the
Well,
Mail
that was
Sunday.
The main one involving Meghan.
Yeah, that one hasn't happened yet. But they lost a different case because the way they've put in a few different cases. It's not just the one, they put in a few. It was something about them accusing people of non-factual.
Oh, it was over an Instagram photo.
That was published?
Yeah. The dispute began last year when the Duke of Sussex posted a photo that the paper claimed intentionally misled his 11 million followers.
Hmm. Oh, was this about, like, to do with the environment and animals? It was, like, a photo
from
Africa.
Yeah, it was about wildlife pictures he took in Africa. Did not highlight the fact that the animals were sedated and tethered. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. But that was, like, strike one. That's the first thing they've tried in the press. Ombudsman was, like, involved in that case, and they lost it. So I don't know. I don't think they're going to win any of their cases. And the thing is, at least when they were still a part of the royal family, they had the royal backing and the backing of the palace. I feel like they're not going to now. So it's really going to be them against the world. And the case against the letter, that's just Meghan versus Associated Newspapers, isn't it?
Yes,
I think
so.
She's taking that case by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds. I'm such a royal obsessive, though. I actually love it. Like, and in fairness, Meghan and Harry did bring the spotlight back onto the royal family. Like,
yeah, like, I wouldn't have really cared about
not as much. We, like, cried on their wedding day when we went to that Penny's brunch. Oh, my God. Penny's hosted a brunch. Like, it was emotional.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, this is the thing. I feel like in every situation, you can look at all the bad. She did get a lot of good, too. Like, I remember even around the wedding, people were praising her for having, like, an all-black choir and, like, for integrating, like, her culture. Like, there was so much positive as well. It's just she couldn't handle the negative. And I guess that's understandable when you've just had a baby or you're pregnant. You're probably going to be so scared. And I do think, like, there's a lot of people blaming Meghan for Megxit. Like, they're calling it Megxit or whatever. But I do think Harry probably has always wanted to leave. And she just was the perfect excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think she waltzed in and was like, Harry, let's just leave and go back to the States.
Yeah, no, I think, like, he had his own intentions.
But in saying that, I've seen a lot of royals, royal correspondents saying if he had married, like, Cressida or Chelsea, that this never would have happened. He never would have left the UK. Mm-hmm. And everyone's, like, agreeing on that. Like, if he met someone who was born into this world, understanding the etiquettes, knowing how it works, that they never would have even suggested.
I don't think, like, Harry was ever, like, meant to be with someone like that, though.
That's probably why it never worked out. Although, apparently, was it, which is the most recent ex? Is that Chelsea? The one who was in the church looking like she wanted to die? Apparently, he really wanted to marry her. Like, I made it clear to her, but she was like, I can't handle the press intrusion.
Yeah.
But that's someone who lives in the UK, so she would have known what to expect.
Yeah.
What a crazy whirlwind story that has been, Harry and Meghan. I still foresee more drama. I don't think it's going to be that easy. Mm-hmm. I'd say she's going to have another baby, like, ASAP.
Yeah.
She's 38 now, isn't she? 39?
No. She's, like, 37.
37. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think there'll be another baby on the way. Although, remember, Harry's really weird remarks about, like, no one should have more than two children. It's selfish. It's like William with his four kids. You're like, right? Like, no. So maybe they'll only have a second to, like, help the environment.
Maybe,
basically.
Yeah.
What was your highlight anyway of the Irish royal visit?
Highlight, the whole thing. It was just really cool. It was hard being out in the freezing cold for, like, hours.
So cold.
But, like, the buzz you get off it is, like, very cool.
And all the journalists and photographers were so nice. You were saying that, like, we've been to things where, like, you're elbowed in the face when someone comes out.
Yeah.
And it was actually really calm, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because, like, you're kind of in a bit of a huddle and, like, put in a certain area. This is in the Garden of Remembrance. And I was, like, bracing myself to be, like, pushed out of the way or blah, blah. Photographers can get fairly, like,
aggressive,
intense. And, they don't care. They will literally push you out of the way.
Yeah.
But this is actually really nice.
No, yeah, it was.
There was no shoving or anything. I think it was because, like, there was thousands of Gardaí there.
Yeah, that was so funny. We were, like, near a railing, and one of the photographers was like, oh, when they come up, I'm going to lean over the railing. And this, like, head Garda guy was like, you lean over, she will shove you back in. And he just pointed to this other Gardaí who was in, like, a suit. I was like, oh, my God.
She was like, don't even try it, pal.
Better not lean, like, ever. Yeah. And then all the snipers everywhere. Like, it was so intense.
So crazy. Like, imagine being that important.
I'm missing our Garda escort now, all of our people that were on the bus with us, all with our earpieces.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of sad that that's over. I'm trying to think what my highlight was. Probably just, yeah, the whole Garden of Remembrance. I just can't believe how close we were. It was weird. It's weird to see someone, because obviously we see famous people all the time, and I actually never get starstruck anymore. It's an issue. Like, I never get starstruck anymore. But it's weird when you feel like you're a part of a moment in history. It's different. Yeah. It's different seeing Tom Cruise on a red carpet. This is someone who's going to go down for the rest. Yeah. This is a moment that's going to be written about in history books that they visited the Garden of Remembrance and we were there. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, because this is like, it's hard to believe, but it's their first official visit to the Republic of Ireland ever. Like, they've been up north now and stuff like that.
I feel like probably never, when he becomes king, there might be another visit. Apparently, yeah, Charles and Camilla come quite often, don't they?
Yeah, they've been a few times.
The Queen has been only once.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, he said a funny joke inside the Guinness storehouse that, like, he couldn't believe he was following his grandmother and pulling a pint or something because she did the Guinness storehouse as well.
In 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But like, it's mad though, because I just saw an article and it was like, the Queen's security when she came here cost 25 million.
Oh my God.
And theirs was 1 million.
Yeah, I remember because I was working in the Herald, and so it must have been, it was in 2012, was it?
2011.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. So anyway, I was working there. I was only working there a couple of weeks, I think. And I remember they were like, oh my God, this is so intense. And basically on the months leading up, not even weeks, the months leading up to her visit, guards were calling to people's apartments on the keys, because at one point she'd be driving down the keys and they interviewed everyone, and everyone had to get Garda clearance that were living in those buildings.
So I remember, like, I think she was like going down like the M9 motorway and everything, and they had to like sweep all the hedges everywhere.
And there was actually a bomb scare the week of her visit, because remember I told you that I was in the train station and all the alarms started going off, and it wasn't a bomb in the end anyway, but there were so many threats. Now, there could have been threats this time and we didn't hear about it. Like you know that show Bodyguard, which I love. Oh my God, so good. I was thinking of that show loads yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was like, imagine the things that have actually happened today that we're never going to hear
about. Yeah, never.
Like, there easily could have been a threat. Mm. There could be a sniper taking people out while we were like,
doing, I know, because I was saying to Ali, like, when I told my mom that I was going to be like covering the Royals visit and everything, that I'd be a part of the press or whatever. The first thing my mom said, she was like, Jesus, Kendra, get shot.
I know. That freaked me out. I was like, oh my God.
She was like, oh my God, like, what if something happened? I was like, I'll be grand. And obviously it was all grand. But at the same time, you never know. Something crazy might happen.
Like, I feel like if someone was going to shoot, they'd probably get them, not us. But I was thinking of the bodyguard. The whole thing blows up.
So crazy.
I was like, oh my God, imagine. But no, it didn't feel...
Yeah, I didn't feel scared or anything. No,
it was really... really calm. And I think as well, because literally every street, even going near where everything was on, they were all blocked off.
Mm-hmm.
There was guards everywhere. Yeah, I didn't feel it. And I didn't see much about any threats. But again, they could have just not told us. Mm-hmm. But I remember with the Queen's visit, there was like threats. There was like stories in the paper being like multiple threats have been made against her life. Do you know what I mean? But I guess she was a part of a lot of what went on throughout history. Whereas like William was a child or not born through most of it.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like there was any... Because you know the way in like... Yeah, in public things, like you always expect like people to be shouting certain things.
Yeah, all I heard at the Garden of Remembrance was, go on, William!
Yeah, like, but it was surprising because normally you do expect... especially when someone from the British royal family comes over
but
here.
The scary thing is, it was so quiet every time. Someone easily could have thrown an insult at them, they would have heard it.
I know.
You couldn't hear any. There was so quiet. I could have coughed, they would have been like, God bless you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you'd want to have some balls to actually throw an insult,
some
though, because the guards were literally ready to go.
And then there were so many undercover guardies as well, they were just wearing normal clothes. Yeah, they'd probably jump on you.
Jump on you.
And like ask you to apologize. But yeah, interesting. Who knows when they'll be back again. So glad we did it. And we wanted to just give you a little insight. Another very interesting moment was when I got a snack bar.
I think I had two.
It was so funny. Sometimes after the dinner, we were like, is there any, this is inside information you'll never hear, guys. We were like, is there any snack bars? And there was all these crates talking. They were like, help yourself.
I was like, wow.
Normally at press things, it's like you get one slice of
slice and a kick up the arse, and that's it.
Yeah, so no, it was very well handled. Thank you to the Department of Foreign Affairs, and also we went to a little Tourism Ireland party afterwards. That was really nice too.
Yeah,
so
it's lovely.
It was great. And I'd say this trip alone is going to boost tourism so much. Like, I do think it is worth it. If people are questioning, like, why do you care? Like, I do think it brings a lot of money. Like, we saw that on their second day, they went to a Landis in Kildare.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're going to have, like, a cutout of William McKay. Have you been to
the Yeah, I love that.
Like, I say they have one of those. They're going to have, like, that's going to change that shop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, definitely.
And then they were making soup. Like, they've done a few random things throughout their visit.
Yeah. William took a selfie with someone.
Took a selfie.
Which is kind of against royal protocol. It's not really, like, technically it's not, but they don't really do it.
Yeah.
Which
imagine we tried to take a selfie.
Oh, like, we would have been lamped out of the place.
The, what is it called again? The SWAT team would have just, like, come out of the sky and knocked me off.
You'd love to be, like, a little bit insane just to see what would happen, to just, like, say something mad.
This is why I kept thinking a bodyguard the whole time. This is the way his job, he's always there, but he's looking.
Like, yeah, you're, like, anticipating anything to happen.
I was looking at some of the guys. Do you remember I said there was one guy I really fancied? I feel like he was, like, that kind of character.
Yeah.
Because he kept standing in a suit just looking at people.
Yeah, anytime, like, someone took their phone out or anything, they were, like,
yeah. Or when someone was taking a photo, they were, like, looking at the lens to make sure it actually was a lens.
Yeah.
So, really interesting. I can't believe, like, royal correspondents, that's their job. Because we were on the bus on the way back at the end of the day. I don't know if you heard, but I was listening to the UK girls talk, and they were talking about all the tours they've been on, and they'd been to, like, New Zealand, they'd been to Canada.
Yeah.
Like, and they were heading back to their hotel that night and, like, trying to find somewhere to eat. Like, it's mental. Like, you're thrown into these other countries and you have to follow them around all day. Like,
yeah. But I'd say it's really cool, though. Like, getting to do that all the time.
You would be annoyed if you were that Rihanna one, wouldn't you? She's like, ah, fuck. I just flew, like, 18 hours together. And he's like, don't behave like this. Did he not say don't do this or something?
He said don't behave like this.
Rihanna.
Yeah. He went, Rihanna, don't behave like this. Where's she gone? I think she works for Sky News.
Is she still around? Like,
yeah, I think so. I think she's been around a long time. Like,
yeah, I did.
Hence why he knew her name.
I think it's because she asked him a question.
Yeah, as he was, like, getting into the car. It wasn't, like, a moment where they were allowed to ask questions. I think she was kind of chancing her arm a bit.
But, like, when someone's flown that far and you're just walking around all day, they're petting animals and stuff, would you not, like, just let her ask a question? Like,
he'd clearly had enough. Well, like, let's not forget, this is in the midst of, like, them about to announce the whole suing thing.
So I felt like we were all stressed. Just like their shadows yesterday. It's like we were there, but we weren't. Like,
yeah,
we were all with them, and they knew we were there, but they, like, it was, like, kind of weird.
Just casually taking, like, 7,000 videos.
Like, imagine walking around and having, like, 35 people following you.
Yeah.
Although, like, apparently there was 225 journalists in total yesterday, journalists and videographers between the two groups.
Holy shit.
225.
Yeah, because sometimes there was three buses.
Yeah. Apparently this was bigger than Harry and Meghan. There was more people at this than there was at Harry.
There was a lot of international, like, there was people from Spain and everything.
Was there?
Yeah.
I didn't see any. Oh, yeah, we were obviously in the different times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, if you missed any of our coverage, go over to goss.ie. If you want to see videos, close-ups right beside them, go on to the Goss Instagram and the Goss Twitter. And, yeah, sorry for the silence for so long. Hope this sounded okay, and we'll be back again.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.